Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of the corporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Raul Varela, who's VP of Strategic Partnerships at Rivet Software. I saw Raul at a conference recently and got to talking to him and didn't realize the potential for law firms to provide XBRL services to their clients. I guess that makes sense given that a number of law firms have done Edgarization assistance for clients for a number of years. So I thought I'd do this podcast with Raul to learn more about that. So the first question is, can law firms provide XBRL services to clients? Raul, I know I answered the question sort of, but what does that mean?
Sure, and thanks for having me, Brock. Yes, absolutely. And we at Rivet actually work with a number of law firms, but there are a couple of seamless links. First is if they already have an Edgarization business and they already do that servicing, as you mentioned. XBRL is really a logical extension, and probably most of their companies will in fact expect that they either have some kind of link or know something about it. There are also other models, for law firms that don't have Edgarization services, and we can talk a little bit about those as well. But really, law firms, especially as you get down to the deeper levels of smaller companies that are going to be filing their XBRL for the SEC here coming up in June. Law firms are going to be looked at as a trusted advisor. And so if clients haven't already asked, the securities attorneys out there, they will be asking.
So what kind of options do firms have to incorporate XBRL into the current service offering, whatever that might be?
Sure. Well, the first option is really for a firm that does have that Edgarization service. And, for a firm like that, there are, a couple basic scenarios. If they're already doing 10-Qs and 10-Ks and doing that Edgarization or the creation of those financial statements into the Edgarized HTML format, then, again, like I said, this is a logical extension. So there's really two paths that we've done and worked with firms in the past. The first is a more full-service model. And in this scenario, the law firm would work directly with Rivet and our full-service group in providing that XBRL expertise and actually doing the work of creating the ready-to-be-filed XBRL. And it's really the law firm using Rivet as kind of a service provider and the firm really acting as continuing to do the Edgarization, but then also acting as kind of a mediary or a liaison between the client and Rivet, specifically for that XBRL expertise. So that's one option. The other option is more of a self-service kind of software type of model where the firm, if they're interested in building an XBRL practice and they want to take on doing the work themselves, they can purchase our software and we can get them trained and up to speed on how to use the software, the intricacies of XBRL. It is very different from Edgar. There are some similarities, but there are a lot of complexities there behind the scenes that folks might not realize. And so that self-service model is another area that they can go down if they really want to build things out themselves and provide this as another offering. And then the last model is really for firms maybe that don't have an Edgarization service but are still interested in providing or at least linking up their clients with, the best and brightest of the XBRL filers. And, for somebody like Rivet, we could provide, either a referral type of setup or even just kind of a discounted price to partners that we, work with from a law firm perspective.
So looking at it from a law firm's perspective, what factors would you recommend that they consider to determine what service is best for them?
Yeah, that's a good question. And a lot of firms are today kind of going through this process and trying to figure out what makes sense for them. And we're talking to a lot of them, and they've either, haven't decided or in that kind of due diligence process saying, well, what are my options? What can I do? The factors they should be thinking about, the easiest one is what we've already talked about, the Edgarization business. If they already have an Edgarization service, and they plan to continue to provide that as, in our experience, most law firms do that as kind of an added service. They still provide the law, the law work, and really that's where they make their fees is around, legal advice and going down that path. And the Edgar service is really kind of a benefit just to make things easier for their clients. And so if they have that Edgarization service, logical extension is to somehow link in XBRL because those companies that they're filing for are going to have to file XBRL and, clients are going to expect it. So, you know, having some type of story, you know, behind, yes, we do aggregation and here's what we do for XBRL, you know, it's going to be needed. So that's the first thing. When they're actually then thinking about, you know, do they want to do full service and have Rivet and their experts do the work, or do they want self-service and just buy a tool and learn about it themselves? A couple of things to think about there are some of the skills you might need. Doing the Edgar HTML creation, like I said, is very different from the XBRL creation. From the XBRL side, you know, some of the skills you need are accounting expertise, choosing the actual element that makes sense to represent that actual piece of data. That's something you don't have to do on the HTML side. You're just kind of translating a document for the most part. But actually, the accounting expertise is required for the XBRL mandate. Obviously, the XBRL expertise and the ins and outs and intricacies of the rendering and all the little other nuances when you talk about detailed footnote tagging and some of those things, you know, they absolutely have to understand. Also understanding the SEC rule, you know, and having filing expertise, which, you know, the Edgar filers will probably have some of that, which is a benefit. And then lastly, you know, this is a technology-heavy mandate, and so understanding technology and having that technology expertise is another factor to be thinking about. And then the last thing that I'll mention is, you know, if a company doesn't have an Edgarization business, you know, do they want to, how do they even want to play in this space? And it might even be just as simple as, you know, getting close to a premier provider like Rivet and just knowing what our offering looks like. We've actually done some demos for law firms, and, you know, they said, you know what, we don't really want to be in this business, but we know you guys are the number one provider. We like what we see. When we have clients that ask us about it, we're just going to tell them that Rivet is one of the good companies to look at and really even just leave it at that. So there's a lot of different paths that they can go down. And, you know, Rivet has tried to set up our partnership program to support all the different paths with our goal of ultimately trying to help clients getting their data into XBRL.
Well, I really appreciate your time, Rolod. This is definitely something that I think law firms should be looking at now, because their clients should be asking them right about now. Because there is, you know, you want to do a lot of testing, I imagine, before you go live, now that with the next stage of the phase in here in the summer.
Yes, absolutely. Now is the time for not only law firms that are interested in somehow being involved in this, but also the clients.
Of course.
If they haven't asked yet, they will be asking in the next few months.
Yeah. Thanks.
Great. Thank you.